Hey there, it's Lisa from Last Stop the Song. You're listening to CJLO 6090 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Valérie Chapuis. Last week, the Archdiocese of Montreal signed a 50-year lease with the Pointe-Claire Heritage Preservation Society, a non-profit organization, to restore and protect the historic Pointe-Claire windmill. The city of Pointe-Claire has also pledged support. The windmill, built by the priests of Saint-Sulpice back in the early 1700s, is one of the oldest in North America. It has been the civic symbol of Pointe-Claire since 1911. It was also designated as a heritage site by Quebec's Ministry of Culture and Communications in 1983. Though it's been repaired before, it's now in need of restoration due to damage, including a roof leak and broken sails. The restoration aims to preserve this historical landmark and turn the site into a cultural hub that offers tours and educational programs. The project is being funded by private donations, with plans to raise additional funds through further campaigns. This week, the mayors of Montreal, Quebec City, and Laval are heading to Washington, D.C. to join other city leaders for a Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Alliance event. During the event, around 30 mayors will discuss how to build ties between Canadian and American cities. This year, the event will be held in the wake of the new tariff dispute between the two countries, with the U.S. imposing a 25% tariff on Canadian goods. Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante told the Canadian press that the mission to Washington is an opportunity to warn American elected officials that the tariff war will hurt both countries' economies. This trip follows several efforts by Canadian leaders to show the U.S. the broader economic consequences of these tariffs. Monday, March 3rd marked the 150th anniversary of the first official indoor hockey game played in Montreal in 1875. The game took place at the Victoria Rink, where the Centre Sheraton Hotel now stands. This event is considered the beginning of modern ice hockey. To celebrate, Mathieu Lacombe, Quebec's Minister of Culture and Communications, announced that the 1875 game will now be recognized as a historic event under the Cultural Heritage Act. A commemorative plaque was also unveiled. Christian Labbé, head of Hockey Quebec, voiced his pride in the sport's history and its importance to Quebec's identity and culture. The anniversary follows Quebec's recent decision to officially recognize hockey as the province's national sport. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
My young love is sent to me. My mother want my and my father want a slight for you. As she stepped away from me, and did she say, it will not be long, love Lord, a wedding day, as she stepped away from me, and she moved through the field, and finally I watched it. Like a swan in the evening moves over a dead leaf. l'homme qui m'île sui soffri chi che me d'etter fit med noti me
That was She Moves Through the Fair, recorded by Michael Gorman and Margaret Berry, coming from the Smithsonian Folkways recording Irish Music in London Pubs from 1965. This is Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Josh. I hope everyone's having a great Monday. Of course, it's St. Patrick's Day, so I'm going to be playing some Irish music. Owen's unfortunately not able to join me for the show today. He's been working on a very taxing film shoot all weekend. Looks super exciting, but needs to take a well-deserved break, and I'm here solo. We also weren't here in the station last weekend, or last Monday, so you know, it's good to be back. It's much brighter in the station now, which I'm really happy about. Next track I'm gonna play is called Haima by Rose, from her album Dermatology. So get ready for that.
Thank you. city and a river made of blood.
Ich liebe es, mich bei CJLO freiwillig zu engagieren, weil ich unzählige kreativen, interessanten und leidenschaftlichen Menschen kennengelernt habe. Bei so vielen Möglichkeiten, alle Aspekte des Rundfunks und der Tonproduktion kennenzulernen, ist es wirklich toll, sich mit CJLO zu beschäftigen, um sich Gehör zu verschaffen. Wenn Sie daran interessiert sind, Freiwilliger bei CJLO zu werden, senden Sie ein E-Mail an volunteer@cjlo.com oder bewerben Sie sich unter cjlo.com/volunteer.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Cité d'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9 right here on CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you.
You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. Once again, my name is Josh. That track you just heard was Narcissistic by DSM-3 from the new release Cluster B that came out earlier this month. Before that, you heard Woodward by Tristwich E. Fennywood. I hope I'm saying that right. Welsh group based in Glasgow, I believe. That's their self-titled album that came out on Night School Records, also based in Glasgow. And before that, you heard The River by Jeffrey Lewis and Diane Cluck, a track I've probably played on this show before. I was reminded of it earlier this week, and, you know, it's one of my, probably one of my all-time favorites. It's just really, really beautiful interplay of, like, different melodies and, you know, really fun to see their very different vocal styles play off each other. I hope you guys are enjoying your Monday evening. Let's get back into the music. The next track I'm going to play is Serpentine 3 by OKEG and Priori. This is put out by NAF Recordings on Montreal. It's the only single from a forthcoming EP. Once again, this is Serpentine 3.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 crew campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
Im cabaret, au cabaret, tout cabaret.
The Comfy Cabaret is now open every Tuesday at 6. Forget all your fears, problems, struggles, and snuggle up. Relax, I've got all that's going on with local, new, underappreciated artists in a chilled out indie pop landscape. We feature artists every week talking about their stories and music, plus new releases you're sure to love as well. You can find your new favorite artist before the world does right here on the Comfy Cabaret.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
Contrarian.
gangsters, cheats. What do you see in a drunken sailor? Who do you see in Calvary? Why do you like those pranksters, cheats so early in the morning?
Thank you.
we're just coming up on the end of an episode of Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. That track you heard was August 10 by Julie Doiron from her album Broken Girl. Wow, I didn't do much talking this episode, so I'm going to go over the last few tracks. Before that, you heard Caligari's Mirror by Pear Ubu from their album Dub Housing 1976. Before that, you heard Contrarian by Marie Davidson from her latest album, City of Clowns. And before that, you heard Malevolent Artifact by Evoker on Pseudo Laboratories out of Edmonton. Thank you for tuning in this Monday. It's been a great one. Happy St. Paddy's again. Don't forget to tune in next week. Stay tuned for In the Garage up next. Play us out with some classic Irish music. This is gonna be Whiskey in the Jar by the Dubliners, just because it's stuck in my head right now. Anyway, have a great rest of your day.
As I was going over the far famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, and I then produced me rapier. Say, stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering the doodle-da, where fall the daddy-o, where fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket, and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering the doodle-da, wipe all the daddy-o, wipe all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went unto my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges, and she filled them up with water, then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering the doodle-da, wipe all the daddy-o, wipe all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. 'Twas early in the morning, just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she'd stolen away me rapier, but I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering the doodle-da,